I haven't suggested that Donald Trump is Hitler. I wouldn't say
I don't think any Democrat has. I think it's a smear that they project back on to critics.
What is the natural extension, Justin, if he pursues this to Harvard and beyond?
There was an authoritarian leader several decades back called Adolf Hitler. Hitler came to power and the scientists left.
The military survive in that climate.
In the same way that it happened in Russia with Stalin, the same way it happened with Hitler, eventually you get generals and admirals that are in there that only tell the leader what he or she wants to hear.
To the extent that the rule of law and an assault on the rule of law was an obscure, intangible thing, we're now seeing it in action.
If you look back in history, you can see very similar parallels taking place that took place in other countries that really went down that authoritarian road, including in pre-World War II Nazi Germany, when Hitler and Nazi officials basically took over Frankfurt University, which was the bastion of independent thought and progressive thinking and independent thinking, which is what, you know, Hitler didn't want. And so, again, this is what authoritarians do. They try to control all of the aspects of social life.
When Trump talks about peace and Putin talks about peace, it's autocrats getting their way. That's it. And Mussolini and Hitler said they were being the purveyors of peace.
I resisted for a long time analogies to Hitler's Germany. I've got in my Substack today, though, that it's really uncanny. The same episode where Hitler, early in his tenure, before he's totally taken over the government, some local prosecutors go after his brown shirts. And they convict them, sends them, and then he releases them. It's really the same thing.
Throwback to what?
Yeah.
Throwback to what? Poisoning the blood.
I mean, that is literally Hitlerian
Vermin.
Rhetoric.
Right.
You know, and I understand.
What do people think of what happened to us? The parallel here is to maybe show up on the shores and say, no, we'll go with Hitler. I mean, what do they think about the switching of sides with the turning of who occupies the Oval Office? I believe every voter who casts a vote, regardless of who they vote for, has to know that Donald Trump believes Hitler did some good things.